But again this morning, lads.
Heads up.
It's time for a going away message for Junior about the Cowboys.
Once again, a visit from the Poet Laureate of Valley Ranch.
For the season, the Cowboys have now piled up 5 wins, despite our secondary looking like mannequins. We had lots of penalties, red zone failures, and other mortal sins. But look on the bright side. At least we're not the Skins. We expected fractured Washington to be nothing but a kitten, because lots of bad things about them had been written. And for the first 40 minutes, they looked so flea-bitten. But in the end, for us to just win, it took a huge game from Witten. This was the week Romo got engaged to Candy. So let's raise our glasses and toast them with brandy. At times Sunday, his foot magic would have come in handy. But for the most part this year, Kitten has been just dandy. Suddenly on Sunday, our DBs couldn't stop Rex, who ate up our defense like it was Tex-Mex. It's right here you probably think I'm going to use the word sex. But at least we escaped another of those colossal train wrecks. Our defense stinks so much you don't want to be downwind. Any title of defensive coordinator here, we ought to rescind. Despite leading by 20, we nearly got skinned. Leading to Jerry thinking like Scarlett from Gone with the Wind.
Okay, I'm going to be like Gone with the Wind. I'm going to worry about that tomorrow.
We have gotten better. Now the effort is there. But as far as our young prospects, our cupboard looks bare. The Rangers and Mavericks and Stars are all winning with flair. But for the Cowboys this Christmas, we simply offer the gift of prayer. Would just beating Arizona secure Jason's job? Or does the specter of cower make Jerry's heart throb? After this season that's made us all sob, will Jerry tell lots of players not to get hit by that doorknob?
Very nice.
Yay! It's Norm, everyone.
Doorknob.
Look at Norm over there.
Yeah.
Look at him.
He's a poet.
What are you doing?